neon sign. Now there it is in the window. It's about time, damn time. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that bright, but even though it's subtle, it's got me feeling all right. Gonna make it a double. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. Take a shot of I don't care what you're doing now. Chase that one with a cold screw you. When that's done, I just might wash it down with a big picture of someone new. That blonde, blonde, blonde at the bar, bar, bar. See if she wants to try and unbreak my heart, heart, heart. There's a just before the dawn gets kissed by the daybreak. Got down on my knees and I prayed, prayed, prayed for a sign, sign, sign. Now there it is in the window. It's about time, damn time. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that bright, but even though it's subtle, it's got me feeling all right. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel, tunnel, tunnel.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Growing calls by lawmakers for the House Ethics Committee to share findings of its investigation into Matt Gaetz over allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use. President-elect Trump standing by his choice for Attorney General. ABC's Juju Chang has more.
Trump's new border czar, Tom Homan, says he's heading down to Mar-a-Lago this week to put the, quote, final touches on a plan that he has said will amount to shock and awe. He says criminals and national security threats will be the first to go. But Homan acknowledges there are many unanswered questions about Trump's plan, including how much it will cost.
Ukraine using the U.S. provided long-range missiles for the first time, targeting Russia's weapons depot near the border of Ukraine and Russia. Russia's president reacting, lowering the threshold to use nuclear weapons. California and the Pacific Northwest preparing for the season's first heavy rainstorm called an atmospheric river. That could trigger flash floods. This is ABC News. Health officials alerting doctors about the first case of a more severe strain of Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, in the U.S.
The CDC asking doctors to be aware of Mpox symptoms and report cases of the more severe strain to public health authorities as soon as possible. This after the first domestic case of the more severe Mpox strain was reported in California, a traveler from Africa who experienced mild illness and is recovering. There have been over 12,000 reported cases of the strain in Africa and at least 47 deaths this year. While the CDC says more travel-related cases could emerge, The overall risk to the U.S. public remains low. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Tech giant Google says it wants to help you put down the phone. A new screen time reminders feature rolling out to Pixel and Android phones. It pops up when you've spent too long in an app, even if you don't have time limits set. It can, though, be disabled, but it's on by default for every app. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Q finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy skies and blustery today. Wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Early afternoon highs in the mid-50s with temps falling into the upper 40s by late afternoon. For tonight, still on the blustery side with clearing skies, lows in the lower 30s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 49.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A popular Waukesha restaurant has been destroyed by a fire. Ted Allen has more.
Crews were called to Oscar's Frozen Custard just after midnight Tuesday morning to find heavy fire inside the building, mainly in the roof area. Strong winds fanned the flames, which caused major damage to the building. There's no word yet on a cause or if anyone was injured. Oscar's Frozen Custard has two other locations in the Milwaukee area.
A man involved in a fatal crash in Waukesha County has been sentenced to 35 years in prison. 30-year-old Paul Vincent sped off from deputies trying to stop him for not having a rear license plate last December. His car lost control and flipped, killing his two 10-year-old sons and injuring two other people. Vincent pleaded guilty to the charges, including homicide by a vehicle with a controlled substance. Waukesha County District Attorney Sue Opper says that a good father doesn't put their children in danger in that sort of situation. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Munkins. News this hour being brought to you by Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Martin Transport in Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. Provisions Health. 3rd Avenue West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. The JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Mondovi City Council is holding a special meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the 2025 budget and tax levy. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. Area farmers wanting to participate in the Farmers for Health Cover Crop Incentive Program are encouraged to apply. Farmers for Health was established to reduce nitrate contamination of groundwater in the Bear Creek Chippewa River watershed. The group is offering financial incentives for soil and water protection practices that can reduce the loss of nitrates from farm fields. The deadline to apply is Thursday, December 19th at 5 p.m. Visit the Farmers for Health Facebook page for more information. President-elect Trump is choosing former 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy to serve as Transportation Secretary. Duffy represented Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District from 2011 to 2019 and was a member of the Financial Services Committee. He left the House in 2019 after one of his children had a heart condition and currently hosted a show on Fox Business. The president-elect said in a statement that the Wisconsin native was, quote, a tremendous and well-liked public servant, unquote. The Altoona Police Department has achieved national accreditation from the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. The two-year process involved aligning policies with industry best practices and an external assessment. Altoona joins just three other departments in Wisconsin with the designation, which highlights accountability and commitment to community safety. Accredited agencies often see reduced legal actions and lower liability insurance, according to the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. There is a record number of registered apprentices in Wisconsin this year. The Wisconsin Registered Apprentice Program allows students to receive paid on-the-job training while completing their education. The State Department of Workforce Development says more than 17,000 people are enrolled in the program this year. That's almost 1,000 more than last year's record-breaking number. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto bodywork and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From bodywork to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The public review and comment period for the Wabasha County Hazard Mitigation Plan is now open. The plan covers all cities and townships in Wabasha County and incorporates concerns and needs of other key stakeholders, including school districts, organizations, and businesses participating in the planning process. The public review period will run until December 2nd, prior to submission of the plan to FEMA. Those interested in reviewing the plan are advised to contact the Wabasha County Emergency Management Office. The Pepin County Land Conservation Department is holding their annual native tree sale. The sale program provides landowners with an opportunity to plant native trees on their land. Native trees are important because they help return the area to a healthy ecosystem. Native plants also provide a natural habitat for the wildlife and encourage pollinator growth. All trees will come in bundles of 25 trees and be available for pickup in April or May of 2025. For more information on the sale, contact the Pepin County Land Conservation Office. Hours at the Eau Claire City Hall could be shortened. The city says they don't have the staff to cover the 45 hours that the building is currently open every week. That's partially due to budget cuts over the past few years. Currently, City Hall is open from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. weekdays. Community feedback on future hours are being taken at the city's website. A 17-year-old online student from the Auburndale School District was arrested for possessing a firearm in a school zone. Authorities say Eldon Jensen brought an AR-style 22-caliber rifle onto school property, but later moved it to a nearby residence. Deputies found ammunition in Jensen's vehicle and the firearm at the residence. No threats were made. Jensen claimed the rifle was in his car after teaching firearm safety over the weekend. He remains in custody at the Wood County Jail. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Chippewa Valley's Christmas tree farmers say the weather's been good so far. This year's rainy spring and dry summer are perfect conditions to grow pine trees, at least that according to Brittany Malone, who's the owner of Curview Tree Farm and Garden in Eau Claire. It's about the time that many families will start to shop for Christmas trees, and Malone says there are plenty to choose from this year. Malone's best tip for picking trees is to do it while it's warm enough to be outside. She says it's best to get your tree before it's too cold to cut it down. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED. And it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy. That's HIMSS.com/joy for your free online visit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy skies and blustery today. Wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Early afternoon highs in the mid-50s with temps falling into the upper 40s by late afternoon. For tonight, still on the blustery side with clearing skies, lows in the lower 30s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 49.
Sophomore guard John Blackwell poured in a career-high 30 points to lead the Badger men's basketball team past Texas Rio Grande 87-84 last night at the Kohl Center. I'm Bill Scott with sports.
We practice on finishing games out and making free throws and executing down the stretch. So I credit to these guys, me, Cam, JT, just playing out of control and finishing the game out.
Big Ten Player of the Week John Tanjay added 19 as the Badgers improved to 5-0 on the season. Wisconsin also moving into both top 25 polls. They rank 19th in the AP poll, 25th in the coaches poll. Marquette remains 15th in both polls this week. They will be back in action tonight, hosting Purdue. 8 o'clock tip at the Fiserv Forum tonight. Brooke Lopez at 27 points and 10 rebounds to lead the Bucks to a 101-100 victory over the Houston Rockets at Fiserv last night.
Some people are going to make shots some nights. Others are going to make some other nights, and you know, it's just a matter of trust. You know, it's trust in you're going to have your help defense behind you, trust in you're going to make the extra pass, and then that guy's going to take the shot or make the right play. You know, it's all trust, and so you got to do your job. And sometimes my job's taking the shots, sometimes making the extra play, and tonight those shots were there.
Damian Lillard hit the go-ahead layup with under 4 seconds to go to give the Bucks the victory. Brewers outfielder Jackson Thurio finishing third in the National League Rookie of the Year voting. Pirates ace Paul Skeens taking home home the National League Award last night, beating out Jackson Merrill and Churio. Manager of the Year honors go tonight. Football Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo on Sunday. Head coach Luke Fickell.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership. And that's, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
Fickell electing not to disclose to reporters just who will call the plays at Nebraska this week. NFL last night, Monday Night Football, Houston throttled Dallas 34-10. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Silly season continues into the off season. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
Congratulations to Justin Allgaier and Junior Motorsports on winning the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series championship.
This race team just never gave up, never quit. I can't say thank you enough to all of them. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. You know, my daughter paints a helmet. We put a lucky horseshoe on it this year for my grandfather, and it worked out.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series returns in February right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Drivers and teams continue to announce their plans for the 2025 NASCAR season. Jordan Anderson Racing has announced that Parker Retzlaff won't return to the team next year after two full seasons driving the team's 31 car. Neither the team nor Retzlaff have announced their future plans. One team that does have an announcement scheduled for today is Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing, teasing on social media the expansion of a third Cup Series team. Rumors have Ryan Preece as the new driver. The team has fielded two cars recently with Brad Keselowski and Chris Buescher, both drivers scoring wins this past season. Keselowski finished 13th in the final standings, while Buescher just missed the 16-driver playoff field. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Concrete staved silos have dotted farms for over a century. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Eventually, what goes up must also come down as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Silos made from concrete staves and wrapped in metal bands are iconic farm structures. They've been around for over a century, especially on dairy farms to store feed, and some are still in use today. However, many are succumbing to age and the elements and should be taken down. John Sisolak is the owner of Mainline Builds, a silo demolition company in southern Wisconsin. He says when the staves are compromised, it's a good indication the silo is at the end of its useful life. This includes the condition of the base and the roof.
A concrete stave silo typically has an aluminum or steel roof on it. So if the roof gets blown off, that allows moisture to kind of get down in between all the seams where the staves are put together. There'll be a real, real thin layer of mortar that kind of holds the silo together on the inside. Once that gets compromised, that has a tendency to kind of weaken the structure as a whole.
How it's done depends on the area and the structure. If the silo is leaning and there's nothing in the way, he says it can be pushed over with an excavator or bulldozer. However, safety is your first priority, so the job is best left to a professional.
My methods are I kind of start from the top and everything goes to the inside of the silo. So there's no risk of things falling to the ground and injuring people that may be close by or anywhere in the vicinity. It preserves lives as well as property. Usually we'll use like a fairly large boom lift, but 90% of the work is just done by hand.
After the silo is down, the concrete and the steel bands can be recycled. Many landowners also repurpose the staves for landscaping. Learn more about taking down a silo at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
49 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets. December down 39 to 1893. January down 49 to 1888. February down 36 to 1904. March down 41 at 1905. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, they're mixed. Barrels down 1 to 172.5. 40-pound blocks up 2.5 to 172 and a quarter. 2 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a quarter to 258 and a quarter. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 140, no trades. Dry whey steady at 64 and no trades on the day. Live cattle markets are moving up mostly higher today as cattle contracts rally with ample trader support, but the lean hog contracts are trading mostly lower. Traders are not finding enough fundamental support in the hog complex to justify advancing any contracts higher, and the lower pork cutout values also pressuring the hog market today. December live live cattle up $1.92 to $186.02, February up $1.50 to $187.47, April up $1.05 to $188.97, November feeder cattle up $2.22 to $254.05, January up $2.40 to $251.90, March up $2.45 to $251.07, December hogs down 97 cents to $79.05, February down $1 to $82.27, April down 82 cents to $86.60. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are relatively flat today, with action holding just below the recent highs after the strong start of the week, while spread action is flat to softer after the recent strength. Colder weather will limit to fall fieldwork products, and after the recent rains with harvest ruled complete on the weekly crop report. Soybeans mostly lower as well. The weekly report declares harvest complete in the U.S. South American weather is expected to show good progress in development, and that is pressuring the markets. Wheat markets are higher today as the market consolidates the Monday gains with Black Sea events and with the weaker dollar also adding support. December corn down 3/4 to 428.5, March down 0.5 to 439.25, May steady at 446.75, new crop 25 down 0.5 to 440.5, January beans down 8.5 to 1001.25, March down 7.75 to 1011.25, May down 7 to 1024.25, new crop 25 down 4.5 to 1022.25. December soybean meal down 10 cents to 290.20. December soybean oil down 38 cents to 45.14. Chicago wheat, December up 5.25 to 552.5. March up 5 to 570.75. Minneapolis wheat, December up 5 to 590. And March up 4.5 to 608.75. Energy markets are higher today. December crude oil up 21 cents to 69.37. January up 14 cents to 69.31. December gas up 2 cents to 204. January up a cent to 199. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Agriculture in Tennessee still digging out after Hurricane Helene. We'll have more coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Southeast United States was hit hard by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Hurricane Helene hit states like North and South Carolina and Tennessee very hard.
Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner Charles Hatcher described the damage from Helene.
It's been tragic for us. We've got 8 counties that are declared a federal disaster by the government. And in those counties, we have complete devastation in a lot of the areas. We had 7 to 10 inches of rain. North Carolina had 20 or more. And then all that water came through. So we washed away farms, bridges, roads, livestock, people. It's almost apocalyptic when you look at some of it. We're still reeling from it, still assessing the damage, and we don't know all the damage yet.
He said there were still some areas in Tennessee where officials hadn't been able to get in for extensive damage assessments.
We have some counties that desperately need supplies, and we can't get them there yet. So that's kind of the situation we're in. Our state emergency management agency has been activated for a long time now, and we're working with all the departments. The state departments in Tennessee are working collectively through the local emergency management agencies up through our state emergency management agency to assess the damage, get the request coming up for resources, and get them distributed out. But it is a logistic challenge and a tough thing to do.
The dairy and poultry industries suffered significant losses due to the storms.
We have a situation where we're having difficulty getting feed in and milk out. And to couple that with loss of electricity, there's a lot of milk being dumped, and so we're dealing with that as well. I know of at least 4 chicken houses that were completely destroyed. We don't have a complete list. We haven't done a full assessment yet. So, yeah, it's significant impact on the ag communities in those 8 counties.
Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner Charles Hatcher. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin is among the states included in a latest food recall. The CDC Saturday issued a nationwide recall for organic carrots grown by Grimway Farms. There's an E. coli outbreak that's already sickened nearly 40 people. The CDC says 15 people have gone to the hospital because of E. coli. The carrots were sold as far back as September, but the CDC says some people may still have the possibility of tainted carrots in their homes. And if you do, the advice is to simply throw them away. The USDA Department of Rural Development in Wisconsin State Director Julie Lasse yesterday announced the department will invest over $24 million through the Rural Energy for America program. 12 grants and 1 loan will allow 13 rural Wisconsin businesses to install renewable energy systems or become energy efficient. In Monroe County, a $361,000 grant will be used to help Douglas Fries install a more energy efficient grain dryer in Norwalk. The project's expected to save $15,000 a year. In Pierce County, a $203,000 grant will be used to help Knutson Family Farms install a more energy-efficient grain dryer in Beldenville. That project's expected to save $22,000 a year. Also in Pierce County, a $109,000 grant will be used to help Robert Fenske, a corn and soybean farming operation, install a grain drying system in Ellsworth. Now, that project is expected to save over $16,000 a year. The American Angus Association awarded its second annual Young Breeder of the Year award to fourth-generation Angus breeder Cody Quam of Lodi on November 3rd during the 2024 Angus Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, Quam says he's not afraid to share his knowledge of the cattle industry. He says he's made it a point to try to help anyone that will take the time and ask and are willing to put in the work. Now, Quam and his family have spent more than 80 years gathering of experience while building the reputable Murrah Angus Farm. Quam's great-grandfather purchased the family's first Angus heifers as a 4-H project for his son in 1942. That same year, he also purchased two Hereford heifers for his daughter. The Angus cattle stayed, the Herefords didn't, so the family's story is told by Quam. It's hard to deny the quality of the Angus cow. President Trump's threat of mass deportation is risking hurting the domestic agriculture sector, already struggling with labor shortages. That according to Matt Karstens, chief executive officer of Iowa's biggest farm cooperative, who says Trump's plan should be approached carefully. Bloomberg reports farming would be one of the biggest U.S. sectors hit should the incoming administration move forward with kicking potentially millions of undocumented immigrants out of the country. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says nearly half of hired crop farm workers lack legal immigration status. The share of laborers not lawfully authorized to work in the U.S. rose from about 14% in the 1989-91 period to roughly 40% in recent years. With little sign of a breakthrough on the farm bill in Congress, farm groups are shifting their attention to a proposed $21 billion bailout. Help is needed because high costs and lower commodity prices are sharply eroding farm income, they say. Successful Farming reports analysts are questioning whether the price tag for the proposed agriculture aid is too high to be accepted, and say that in the relatively short lame duck session underway, there may be room for only one piece of farm-related legislation. The overarching issue for lawmakers is funding the government past December 20th when a stopgap spending law expires. If Senator Stabenow continues to be an impediment to passing a full 5-year farm bill, an extension would be necessary, said a spokesman for House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson on Thursday. He says time will tell. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
The rain will diminish from south to north today in our ag weather forecast. Colder air will then arrive in the upper Midwest tonight and remain in place through the rest of the week. Scattered snow showers are possible Wednesday into Wednesday night, possibly producing minor snow accumulation, followed by dry weather Thursday through the weekend. Winds will remain rather breezy for much of the week. 70% chance of rain throughout the day today. We'll have highs 53 to 58, relative humidities at 71 to 76%, south winds at 14 to 19, shifting to the southwest and gusting to 35. Anywhere from a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy late, lows 29 to 34. Relative humidities at 85 to 90%. Southwest winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, 50% chance of snow. Highs 35 to 40. Relative humidities at 61 to 66%. West winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs 40 to 45. Friday, cloudy, highs 40 to 45. Saturday, partly sunny, cooler, highs 35 to 40. Sunday, cloudy, highs 35 to 40. And for Monday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. Ask her on a straight tequila night.
She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside, on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside, on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside, on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside, on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man.
Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, and stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. But let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast. Never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old hearts. You find out who your friends are. When the water's high, when the weather's not so bad, when the well runs dry, who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast. Never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart.
You find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch, way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. Man, I've been there. Man, I've been there.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Never see the seven wonders, that'll be alright. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who drops, knowing that I will be just fine. 'Cause nothing changes who I am. I am Rosemary's granddaughter, the spitting image of my father. And when the day is done, my mama's still my biggest fan. Sometimes I'm cruel.
Part of me, and that's who I am. I am Rosemary's granddaughter, the spitting image.
she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, but daddy knew in his mind. Pretty soon the boys would come running, it's just a matter of time before hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, the bridge is gonna burn. Hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Now she changes like the weather, never stays in love too long. She'll take you to the limit just to leave you hanging on. Drop dead looks and a mind for trouble, that's all the girls ever know. Leaving behind a path of destruction, no matter where she goes. Hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, the bridges gonna burn. Hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Don't fall under the spell of her eyes, boy, she's not looking at you. Take it from somebody who knows, she's moving right on through. And hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, the bridge is gonna burn. And hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Ever since she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. New hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Watch them roll now.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's a long way to Richmond, rolling north on 95. With a redhead riding shotgun and a pistol by my side.
and stolen my brunettes. Lord, we never saw them coming till they read us both our rights.
Disappointing ending for this month.